I want to share with you this morning on the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Do you know the world we live in has got many challenges? You know, the human failure to achieve control over his circumstances. That failure has left us with a deep desire for a brand new world. The human spirit longs for a world that he can control and where circumstances are at the mercy of my will. This is the greatest human desire. We all have a desire to be in control of things, physically, emotionally, and definitely spiritually. Do you know, to control, to be in control, is also the motivation of all religious and spiritual practices. All over the world, there's a desire of man to be in control. But in every religion, we discover the component that promises power to control everything and even death. It's in all organizations. This is why the deep, dark, secret practices of witchcraft and spiritism are so attractive to millions. They are attracted to this promise that we will give you something that will put you into control. You know, the desire for power is just part of the human spirit. You know, we've got to understand this desire. What is this thing that's in me? This desire for power. And we've got to go to the original purpose and the design of mankind and why we were ever created. It's in the Word. And in His time, Jesus Christ came, and in His period of time on earth, He changed everything. He wanted them to understand what His mission was all about. So He brought change. But we know today He did not change government, He did not change church. He changed people. Let's look at the Bible. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Here the Christ is talking about this. Jesus came and told His disciples, I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. It was in the Christ. Therefore, if you are in me, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What a promise. Christ promising us His presence. And this gives us all the reason to praise and worship Jesus. He's the King of Kings and the most supreme power in the universe. Is great. Just look what the Lord has done for each one of us, and we all can say, He healed my body, He set me free, He saved me. This is Jesus Christ. Let's go and see again. John 1, verse 14 to 15. Jesus talking to them. So, the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. We don't realize what a privilege it must have been for those people to witness what Jesus did with them for 3 years. John pointed him to the people. This was now John the Baptist. And he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before I did." Sure, what a word. This is about Jesus. Now Jesus said, "I ask you now, go out and baptize the nations." And we should today be out there teaching, baptizing nations, affecting and changing the world. But you know, the reason why we don't do it is that we became too religious. Just too religious. We conform to a religious system. And this religious system teaches us that God hates sinners. So we also don't want to have anything to do with them. In Mark 1 we read, Jesus came and said, "At last the time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news." So there's this thing inside of each one of us where we are conformed to certain systems and certain beliefs, but at the end proved was not what really what Jesus said. Now what happened in his ministry with Jesus? After John the Baptist was put into prison, Jesus came preaching about the gospel of the kingdom of God. This was his main thing in his teaching. He told them to change their minds and believe. He was the first one that came and says, "Repent, turn away." And he said this to the believers of that day, not to the heathen. Jesus said to the believers, "Change, repent, and turn away." We must understand what this kingdom really is. What is this kingdom of God? You know, God's people were not persecuted, the ones that followed the Christ. They were not persecuted and killed because Christ claimed to be the Messiah. They were not persecuted and killed because they preached the gospel of salvation. No. The message resulted in the crucifixion of Christ. What his followers did. Why? They killed the Christ because he claimed to be a king. The king of a kingdom. We must understand that the Jews of that time misunderstood the scriptures. They anticipated the coming of the kingdom. And the coming of the Messiah will be a huge physical reality. And they believed that when the Messiah came, the kingdom of God will be established and Roman Empire would be overthrown and that all the Jews will reign with this Messiah in a new kingdom. Now that did not happen. When Jesus came preaching his gospel, the gospel of repent, change, to go to heaven one day. The religious system of that day did not understand this word. They were actually annoyed. And they came to him and said, "Lord, where is this kingdom that you are talking about?" Basically, because they did not believe his message. And otherwise, because he did not come in the royalty that they anticipated. So Jesus said to them, My kingdom does not come via observation. My kingdom is neither here or over there. My kingdom is within you. It's invisible and it cannot be destroyed. What is this kingdom of God? Is it a reality to you and I? Do we understand this? Are we in the kingdom? We talk about the kingdom. Do we really understand what this means? We must know one thing. Kingdom means royal power. It means kingship. It means dominion and rule. Thus, every person who is saved has got the right to royal power, the right to kingship, and the right to authority. The right to rule and to authority is inside of you. It was given to you the day you came to Christ. And God desired for that. And He said, my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this was a total new message to the church. How is this kingdom today going to come? Through you. It's your absolute given thing by Jesus. You teach the people, baptize them, and teach them about my kingdom. So it's not up to the religious system, it's up to each one of us. God's rule must come through His body. God's rule must come through His bride. God's rule must be presented to the principalities and the powers and the rulers of every evil spirit of every day by God's people. Well, this is what Jesus was teaching the people. I want to give it to you now. You take it further. Is the church there? No. The message of God's rule that is inside of you, that message cost Jesus Christ His life. What Jesus came to do was not accepted by the Jews. He told them, it will not come as you expected. My kingdom is a spiritual kingdom and it is inside of you. So if you ever talk about the kingdom of God, you've got to realize you're talking about something that's inside of you. And in those days, they started talking about this kingdom. And it means that if you realize that this kingdom inside of you can change me. I can overcome death. I can overcome disease and sickness if I'm in this kingdom. I can overcome the hell and the grave. Because this kingdom was given to me. When He knocked and I opened the door, He walked right into your life. Do you know in those days, Caesar claimed to be the Lord. Through the Roman Empire. He claimed rulership. And all of a sudden, this Jesus comes on the scene claiming to be a kingdom. A king of a kingdom. And He was present on this planet Earth inside His followers. Where was this kingdom? Inside of those who were saved. So anyone that claimed to be a king because they were in Jesus spoke against Caesar. And on that basis, the authorities had to crucify him. We were the reason why he was crucified. Jesus was not crucified because he claimed to be the Savior. There was freedom in those days, freedom of speech in Rome. You could believe whatever you wanted to believe, but Jesus was crucified because he claimed to be the king, and his followers began to believe this message, and of course it scared the hell out of the Roman Empire. Just that's history. But history did not stop 2,000 years ago. It's an ever-going thing. We must understand the principle, what is going to cause Jesus Christ to come back. He's coming back. This is how it began, and this is how it shall end. People, we are serving this mighty God with an expectation that one of these days, Jesus will come back the second time to be in glory with us. Now, how on earth are we going to convince this dying world that Jesus Christ is risen? Or the other question, are we doing that? We are supposed to do it, but I think church has failed. We must just know one thing, the God we serve is not a baby boy. No. He is the God who holds the sun, the moon, and the stars by the power of his hands. He is the King of the kingdom. When Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, he was talking about a world takeover. He was talking about changing the nations. And we all know we are entering that age right now. The time has come for Christians to say, enough is enough. We are going to demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. I want you to realize that there's a kingdom inside of you. Over and over I will say that. There's a king inside of you. There's something inside of you that is so dangerous that Satan does not want you to discover that. Because he knows. Should you discover this kingdom, you will become an enormous threat to Satan's agenda. And God is looking for someone with a willing heart. So my message to you is, stand up, arise, let your light shine, your day has come. Now, get alive, man. Let's change this world. Be open to move in a new anointing. Don't try and make the old oil last into the new year. Don't do that. But start off to open. God is going to move in a way that we have never experienced before. We are in that time. This is your opportunity to run and burn fresh oil. Now. And you've got to say for yourself, I am ready to step into the fresh oil season. Let's say it again. I am ready to step into the fresh oil season. Church, this has got to be a reality. This is what you've got to understand. It's got to be in here. Pull in and re-establish your moral and your spiritual values. Refuse to allow worldliness and compromise to separate you from what is right and true. Refuse that. Remove yourself from all that is ungodly and not good for you. This is the ever unchanging message. It's time to change. Rise to the levels of being upright, and you will meet the rewards of your efforts. Christ is the one that is going to reap each one of us. God is saying to you now, my son, my daughter, you are braver than you believe. You are stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think, because my kingdom is in you. Do you know the greatest spiritual leaders are the ones who will follow Christ most closely and who fears the Lord more than other men? Where are we going to now? I see the Spirit. The Spirit of God is coming to you like rain. Rain. Reviving and resurrecting every dead and dying thing in your life. You've got to take that. Just as Elijah the prophet decreed the rain and it poured in Israel, today I speak and decree the shower of heaven's abundance and blessing to rain upon you from today on. I decree and declare resurrection life to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will live and not die, and declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. This is your time to arise and step into that. The kingdom of God is supposed to be a reality in your life. The whole world dies because they don't have it. And it's the job, the command to the body, to the bride, to take it out. May God give us the grace to overcome. In Jesus.